It has to go according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Yom HaHishiter is Pochus Miyar Belovet. But anything less than Dalat Tzfochim away, we say Lovet. So therefore, Kol Zaman the Mechitza is not Dalat Tzfochim, it's not a Choshev Mechitza. That's why we say, when it's possible, if you have Oymed, Keporetz, or else you have more Pirtza than Oymed, that's possible according to everybody, even on the opposite sides of the Mechitza you can't use. Even though the Mechitza is Gimel Tzfochim wide, but since it's not Dalat Tzfochim wide, according to Shimon Gamliel, it's not Choshev Mechitza. But the Kashu is the Chur, according to the Rabbanon hold, that Gimel, more than Gimel Tzfochim is Choshev, so bizarre, you don't say love it anymore, so why can't you plant on the opposite sides of the Mechitza? And the Gemara, this is no kash. We must be asked the Rabbonin, because if to go according to Rabbonin, Mishleisha v'yad abo, why do you have a new din between 3 and 4? So the Gemara, Shleisha v'yad abo chadu. According to Rabbonin, the Chura, once it's more than Gimut Tfachim wide, that's a shear you don't say love it anymore. So the Chura should have the exact same halacha, 3 Tfachim wide as 4 Tfachim wide. So why does the Braisa make a chilik between if it's only 3 Tfachim wide, then when you have more pirtza, even on the opposite side of the mechitza, you can't plant. Mashenkin, if the mechitza is adala Tfachim wide, then we say, even though you have more space in between, so opposite sides of the space you can't plant, but I call upon them on the opposite sides of the mechitza you could plant, because the mechitza is called the mechash of the mechitza. So that's a good spell according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. According to Rabbonin, once it's more than Gimel Tfachim, it should be the same din as 4 Tfachim. And the Gemara name, Omer Abaya Tayyan Midereisha Rabbonin Sefer Nami Rabbonin. Since the Reisha goes according to the Rabbonin, who are then the Sefer also goes according to Rabbonin. But I'll tell you, Moide Rabbonin, the Rabbonin, Amoide, Techol and Mishre Kenegdoi, anytime you have just the Mechitza itself, the small Mechitza, where the Pirtza in between is more than the Mechitzas. So you only have to look at the Mechitza by itself, is a Svara Iyika Moka Marbo Choshev. If the mechitza is 4 Tfachim wide, that's called a choshev azach, then it has a shei mechitza. V'loi loy choshev. But if it's not wide, dalet tfachim the mechitza, even though after gimel tfachim you don't say love it anymore, but al koponim, it's not called a choshev mechitza. It can't be a mechitza by itself. It only has a shei mechitza if it's at least the width of dalet tfachim. So if it's less than dalet, it's only 3.5 tfachim, and the space in between is more. Like you have, like a picture 225. If each beam would be 3.5 tfachim, and the space in between would be 4 tfachim. Now, since you have more pirtza than I made, it's possible, it doesn't have a tziruf. So you want to look at each one by itself. Since each one by itself is less than dalet tfachim, but that it's possible you can't plant on the other side, it's not called a good mechitza. So now, right here, Rava says though, me the sefer, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, since the sefer that makes this chilik between 3 Tfachim and 4 Tfachim. That's according to Rav Shimon Gamliel's Shita, that you say loved. Less than 4 Tfachim, so therefore less than 4 Tfachim is not Choshev. I tell you, Reisha Nami Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Reisha that says, like in picture 223, when you have these sticks next to another, that you want to give it a Shei Mechitza, the Reisha says only if it's less than Gimel Tfachim space in between. I, the Kashu is, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it should be kosher. Calls them on the spaces up until Dalat Tfachim. Why only less than 3 Tfachim? It should be less than Dalat Tfachim. The Teretz is, V'chiyom Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Amrina Lovud, when does Rav Shimon Gamliel say that we say Lovud? We consider the two beams attached, even though they're less than 4 Tfachim apart. Hani Mili Lamal. The song like we had the Gemara before, the Fudalid, when you want to make something on top attached, you want to extend it to the wall. You want the lechi, you want the kaira on top to meet the wall, or one kaira to meet the other kaira on top. Then we say, kozman the less than dalat tfachim apart, we say loved. Avulamato, the kozman we're talking about on the bottom, where the ground is, you want to say on the bottom, like the moshe, like in picture we're saying now, 223, lamato, heavy like a mechitza shagadi in boikim bo. Mela, since once you have like a picture 224, that the sticks are 3 Tfachim apart, that the kid could walk through it, is lo yamrin and lovud. Even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is maskim, then you don't say lovud. When do we say lovud if it's less than dalat tfachim? That's only we're on the top, where the kura has to meet the beam, the wall. Then there's no shalot gedi and boikimbo. But anytime we're talking about on the ground, where you want the mechitzas to be attached to the ground, on the bottom, Gimel Tfachim, we always say, as far as since the Gdiyim could walk there, you can't be attached, you can't have a Shem Lovud, if it's Gimel Tfachim away. So Mela, both calls the quantum of Shimon Gamliel, and he's moited though to the ratio that if the beams are more than are gimel tefachim apart, you don't say lovet. So the kids said we have no raya up until now where the loch is like a funa or like a papa, both of them are being miyashiv, this test is very good. So the Gemara Torah Shema, come on, bring you another raya. We had before the final halolu. If you want to make up a mechitza, sheru bon psochim. That robe of this mechitza has psochim, has doors to it. The chalainis, and has wick. Like we had the picture before in page 23, 139. We have a lot of psochim and a lot of windows there. Even though in this picture it has a shame through a pesach, what about this tomba with the open space of the mechitzas look like picture 140, that is open. The psochim are all open. So it says, you have the finals, you have a wall. Halolu. Sherubim sochim, that most of it has open doorways. The chalainis and windows, mutter. Still it has a shame mechitza. Or bovado, providing she'oi made merubala poritz. There should be more mechitza than there is pirtza. She'eshtin sfretti gemara, sherubim tzagadaitach. How could you have rove, sochim, and chalainis, and still you can have rove mechitza to stira? Do you have rove and mechitza? Or do you have rove openings? But the more elev means to say, sheriba ben psachim chalainis. You have a wall that has a lot of psachim, a lot of doorways, and a lot of chalainis, a lot of windows. Is what the locha? Still it's mutter. It has a shame mechitza to it, of a vavav providing, sheye oimed meruba la poritz. Providing you have more oimed, you have more mechitza, than you have pirtza. So lechur it's a diik, hoka poritz, mashra of the equal, you have five amis mechitza, five amis pirtza, stak apostle. Is I bizai also is tiyufta the Rav Papa tiyufta? Chorif on this din is a kash on Rav Papa to theory to Rav Papa. Here it's mash mekloa poritz koimed is taka posim. So the Gemara of the Hilchasa, but what's the halacha though for Nezvegin? Kavos to the Rav Papa. The mice of the halacha with taka pasim like Rav Papa. For the Gemara theory tiyufta the Hilchasa. If you say it's a tiyufta, it's a theory, we have a kash to Rav Papa. How come you pasim like Rav Papa? And the Gemara in name is not that shver. Still, I'll tell you why. Mishum the daika mas nisan kavose, like we start off the sugyan. For an our Mishnah we have there is a diik like Rav Papa. So even though you have a diik in a braisa like Rav Huna, but a diik in the Mishnah is more choshev. The tanan, what was the diik for our Mishnah? Lo yehei pirtzos yiseiros al abinyan. So when you want to make up these mechitzes, abi the Mishnah says you should not have more pirtzos. The open space should not be more than the binyan than the mechitza. So diik called kebinyan muter. Mashmah, if you have equal space, the space is the same size as the mechitza, five amis mechitza, five amis space, mashmah klos kosher. So for now, Mishnah is a diik like a papa, therefore the locher is taka like a papa, and that's what we pass with, like a paskin like a papa. Yeah. So the Mishnah baita. Ma'akifin shloisha chavolim ze lamala mize. If you want to make a mechitza just with strings, you can make a mechitza with strings, with three strings. Zeh lamala mizeh. You have on page 36, a picture 233. You want to make a mechitza just made out of strings, you put up a pole, two sides you put up a pole, and then you put strings straight across from one pole to the other pole. So how do you do it? Is take three strings, is one on top of another, you have to make sure one string is not far away from the other string, three tefachim. In other words, the bottom string is less than three tefachim off the ground. So we say lovud, it's if it's attached to the ground. The next string is less than three tefachim away from the second string. So again you say lovud. So it looks now like you have six tefachim. Then the top string is also less than three tefachim away from the next string. So you say lovud, it's considered you have a whole mechitza here. Now, Zot the Mishnah though, shir chavolim, how much thickness do you have to have with all these three strings? V'yuvian, with its thickness, is yeser al tefach. It has to be a little bit more than a tefach. Today sheyehei hakel asar tefachim. Because halacha is a mechitza has to at least be 10 tefachim high. So here, if you take all the three spaces, each space is a little bit less, a mashu less than 3 tefachim. So maitzi, you have 9 tefachim here, less 3 mashus. So then the string itself has to be a tefach thick to make it 10 tefachim high, plus 3 mashus. So if the string altogether, all three strings together, add up to a tefach and three mashus, so altogether you have 10 tefachim high of a mechitza, therefore be kosher. Rashi says, Ma'kifin gimel chavolim, ashayoro shechonsa bebikakoy. Talking about ashayoro again, that start the camp before Shabbos in a bikah and open carmelis. Zelam alam izir,
Agabi Yisaidis, you have poles. Sodiv minatach from the karka, pochus mi gimel. The bottom string has to be less than gimel tfachim off the ground. There be kuloi omit. The kolavid omit, look as if it's lovid. Or mi menali em tsoi, from it to the next string is also pochus mi gimel. Or bezoi haray shish omit, you have six tfachim of mechitza now because of lovid, pochus mi beiz mashu. But less beiz mashu. Because if they're exactly three tfachim away, you don't say lovid. You only say lovid when it's a little less, a mashu less than three tfachim. So therefore, together you have six tfachim less two mashus. Vayte b'shnei avirin uvi emtsoi le'elyoin, again, pochus mishleisha. Harei b'shleisha avirin you have tisha oimud, you have nine tfachim of lovud, pochus shleisha mashu, less three mashus. So Mela, how much does the string have to be in order to make altogether ten tfachim? It has to be a tefach wide plus three mashus. So the Mishnah Vayte, makifin b'kan. You could also make mechitzas, like what we were talking about before, with kanin. That's like stick sticking straight up, and one stick to another stick, again, has to be less than gimel tfachim apart. So makifin bekanin. You can make mechitzas with kanin. That's the pictures we have before. Oh, really, I skipped it. Picture should be here. Picture, either picture 228, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now we're talking about picture 229. That's called makifin bekanin. You want to make mechitzas with kanin all around. In picture 229. Il bavaj lo yehei ben kona lechaveri shloisha tvachim. Should not have in between one stick to another stick gimel tvachim. If they're less, a mashu less than gimel tvachim, we say lovid, we look as if we have a good mechitza. So the ratio of the Mishnah's picture 228, that's the strings going straight across. And the makifin here means the shesi 229. So the Gemara, that's the Mishnah, vishayoro dibru Reb Yehuda. That this het that we have in the Mishnah can make a mechitza only with a shesi, that's picture 229, or with an oruv, picture 228, and you're going only the strings going straight across, or the beams going straight up, that's only a heter by a shayorah. The Rabbanu will make up for them to make mechitzas like this. So they're not at home, so it's hard for them to make mechitzas. But a person that's at home, elechnami, it's only kosher if it makes a good mechitza, a shesi and an eruv, like in picture 230. You have to have a good mechitza, a stick going up and strings going across. But the loch will that the chomim loy dibru b'shayor ela b'hoyde. No, who are then anybody is allowed to make these mechitzas? Of either string is going across, or else beams going straight up. Aye, why does the Mishnah have to pick a shayora? Because that's the normal case. Because normally when you're at home, usually people make good mechitzas. But when you're outside camping, outside the shayora, that's when you have to make the easiest mechitzah you can do. That's why you have either one of these two cases. But the loch will that the chomim body either way is called a good mechitzah. Vayta, kol mechitza she'ena shel shesi v'shel erev eina mechitza divi Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. It's Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda is the bigger machmer. He holds even by shayora there's no heter. His picture 228 or picture 229 is possible even by shayora. It has to at least be like picture 230. You have to at least have sticks going up and the strings going across. You have to have shesi, the erev, then you have a good mechitza, even for a shayora. The kolzman is less than shesi v'erev. It's possible even by shayora. That's Reb Yosi's chumrah. The chomayim don't know echad mishnei dvarim. Either one of the two is good. Either you have shesi like a picture 229, or else you have oriv. The strings going across by 228. Yeah. So the Gemara. Omer Rav Hamnune, Omer Rav, Harei Omru. We had before Alocha. I made meruba la poritz the shesi heavy oimid. So if you have an oimid. Meruba laporet says this is kosher according to everybody. Beshesi means you have the string, the sticks going up, like in pictures we had before 225. You're making a mechitza on picture 227. You're making mechitzas with good sticks going up, yeah, and you have a piritza in between it. So according to everybody, if the mechitza is more than the piritza in between, avad is called the good mechitza. That's called the good mechitza. Hey, stuff you saying, harei omru. I made ruba laporet. If you have more mechitza than you have space in between, b'shesi, where you have the mechitza that the beam is going straight up, heavy oimid. That's treated like a kosher. Yeah. Now the shalom is now boy yirav hamuna be'eriv mai. What about you have the same cases when you have a mechitza just made out of eriv? Means made out of strings going across. What about I made ruba laporet? Is it kosher or not? We will soon see, like in picture 234. We want to know. We have strings going across, making a mechitza by crosswords. Can you also have this lumdis that oimed is more than the poritz is kosher? My. Is Omer Abaye Toshima, Kamak bin Uriah. Shir Chavolim, we have before, and our Mishnah says, we want to make this mechitza with strings going across. Shir Chavolim, how thick does the strings have to be? Vuvim, yeser al tefach, it has to be more than a tefach. Why? Shehakir asar tefachim. That altogether with the three lovids in between, and the thickness of a tefach and three mashus, you have 10 tefachim altogether. Like picture 233. Now the kasher is if you hold like you want to say that you could say what? That even by mechitzas going across, if you have more oimei than paratus kasher, or there's a law mali yeser a tefach. Why do you have to have that the strings should be thick, a tefach and three mashus? Leather, let's make it like this. Porus mishloisha, less than three tefachim off the ground, the chevel mashu. And then you can have a chevel mashu off the ground, less than three tefachim. So the kitzah together you have so far three tefachim mechitzah, and I didn't love it. Then, tochus mishloisha, again, you go up on top of this string, less than three tefachim up, the chevel mashu. And then you have another string going across. Like Lamisha picture 233. Tochus miyabo, now the third string, go all the way up, even though it's more, it's less than four tefachim high. The chevel mashu and a chevel mashu, and that should also be kosher now. Because since you have the bottom three, you say love it, like you have a tefach, you have a mechitza of six tefachim, and now the top is pirtza of four tefachim, so you have more mechitza than pirtza, that should be kosher. Yeah, so the kosher is now, let's have even, the strings don't have to add up to a tefach and three mashus. The strings can add up mamash to mamash to mashu to nothing. Well, let's say like this, with the bottom two spaces, we say lovud, because the bottom two strings are within less than gimel tefachim away. So mainly you have kamat like six tefachim of mechitza because of lovud. And then the top space, let's say that's mamish four tefachim wide, the top space, and then you have the top string going on top of it. So even though the top pirtza is four tefachim, but the bottom mechitza is six tefachim. So here you have more oimeh than porus, so that should be kosher. So you want to bring a raya now that no, when you have mechitzas going crosswards, you don't say oimed is kosher even though it's more than the parts. So the morning here is no raya. The tizbura, hay pochus meyarbo hechi mukim lo. This open space, you want to say one of the spaces is four tefachim wide, where do you want to put that open space of four tefachim? Im mukim letitoi, if you put it on the bottom, the side near the floor, the right away in the bottom, or the heaven like your mechitzas shakdiyim boikim bo. That's pretty going to be possible, because that glides like a mechitza that the Gedeon can walk through it. As anything less than Gimel Tefachim off the ground, you say Gedeon Baikimbo. So pshita, that wouldn't be a good mechitza then. Even if you have a real mechitza standing, but Dalet Tefachim, 10 Tefachim high, but if it's more than 3 Tefachim off the ground, 3 Tefachim off the ground, it's possible. Elamai, they're also going to put the bottom space of 4 Tefachim near the ground, so pshita, it's possible. You want to put the space of Dalet Tefachim on the top Dalet Tefachim, or the high gisim of Atalei. That top string will be bottle, because since the space in between the two strings are more than the mechitza underneath it, and it's befrat, you have the avir on top and the avir on bottom, so kozuman you're not going to say lovud between the top string and the second string. Pshita, that avir will be bottle, that mechitza will be bottle, that top string will be bottle. Because we say, look at the ear on top of the string, and look at the ear underneath the string, it's mevatel the string. So pshita, the only way the top string will be good, if it's less than gimel tefachim away from the second string, that you can say lovud. But kozman, the top string is more than gimel tefachim away from the second string, but you can't say lovud, so pshita, that string is like bottle, you don't look at that string. So you can't put the four space or more than gimel tefachim on the top. Elamai imukim lebe mitzio, the other etzer is, put it in the middle space, let be the top is less than gimel tefachim. The bottom is less than gimel tefachim. The in-between space, mamash like picture 233, that should be dalet tefachim wide, or high dalet tefachim, heavily I made meruba ala poritz mishteruches. Still it's no good, because the top mechitza, top part of it is only three tefachim. The bottom part of the mechitza is also only three tefachim. The space in between is four tefachim. Come to say the space, the pirtza is more than the omet. It's more than each omet. Skur, it's a possible mechitza. Elamai, what do you want to say it's kosher? Because you'll add up the two mechitzas on both sides, the top part of the mechitza and the bottom part of the mechitza. So then you have six. Connected four, it's more. But that we don't hold. That's what we were mechadish. We said like the Gemara before like that. That's what the Gemara says. Shalom to minoch. Me have a koritz arayi. You want to bring a rai now? That I made meruba ala poritz mishtei ruchos. Have you aimed? That the kasher is not that we hold up like that. We hold that you can't add a bottom mechitza and a top mechitza to make the oimid more than a poritz. It's only kosher if you have an oimid, a mechitza, and the pirzah right next to it is less than the oimid. That's when it's kosher according to everybody. And even according to Rav Pop, it's only kosher poritz koimid. But here, we have the pirzah is more. The in-between space, I'll say picture 233. The in-between space one, that's 4 tefachim. So that's more poritz than the top mechitza of 3 or the bottom mechitza of 3. But since you have more pirza than mechitza, that's possible. And we hold you don't look at the two, that you can't put two mechitzas together to mevatel the middle space. You have to look at each one separately. The mechitza connected each, the pirza connected each mechitza by itself. Since the pirza is more than the mechitza, that's also possible. So the kids, so this can't be the shaila then. Elazatumar, where was the shaila? Ella Rav Hamnuna Hochi Kami Boile. This was the Shaila. So going the IC Macht Solis Devi Zayin Umashu. You have a mat that's Mamas 7 Tfochim and a Mashu big. That's how big the mat is. Now the Chokak Bo Gimel. You made a whole space in this mat, 3 Tfochim wide. You made a space. And I'm going to picture 234. You had first the whole mat, which was 7 Tfochim, and then the bottom 3 Tfochim of the mat, you made hollowed out. It's like a hole there. V'shovek bo daladu mashu. What's left over on top of the mat is 4 tefachim, and there's a mashu on the bottom part of the mat that's still left over. You have a mashu of the mat left over. Now, v'yukma b'pochus megimel. Now, you put this mat within gimel tefachim off the ground. This is the shiloh. So, the bottom part of the mat, since it's like a picture 234, the base, the bottom part we say lovud, it's called attached. You have 3 tefachim on the bottom. Then you have a space in between the 3 tefachim. Then on top you have a mechitza 4 tefachim. So the space in between, like where 3 is, you can't say lovud there. But our kopana maybe it should be kosher, because the top space is 4 tefachim, and the in-between space is only 3. So you have more oime than poritz. This could be called a good mechitza. So that's a shaila. In such a case, you say it's a good mechitza. The mechitza would have been turned upside down, going upwards. It would be kosher. Now that the mechitzas are going sideways, that's a shaila if it's still kosher or not. That's a good shaila. And we'll soon see, I've had the pass, and even in this case, it's also kosher. That's also called a good. Pirza. So I've had this kosher in a chanami. Right, the Ravashi Yoma. So the Mepharshim says the reason Ravashi says another pshat is because pshita, that's kosher. Like we said, like this case, let's get before Avada, you'd say, since you have more oimah than Pirat Savada, that would be kosher. So, no, what was the shayla then? Ravash Yoma, this was the shayla. Mechitza Tluye Iboile. He had a shayla, we had a good mechitza. It could be mamish 10 tefachim high. But our kopon was hanging in the air like he had two side beams holding it up, and it was though more than 3 tefachim off the ground. Like a picture 235. You have mamish, the aleph is a good mechitza, but it's off the ground with the two side, you have poles holding it up, more than gimel tefachim off the ground. That's the shayla. Kidaboy menei Rabbi Tavla Mirav. The Rav Tavla is the shayla from Rav. Mechitza tluya. If you have a mechitza that's hanging in the air, ma'o shatarte bechuva. Do we say, since you have a good mechitza, 10 tefachim high, even though it's off the ground, we're going to say good achis. We look as if it comes down, and it's a good mechitza. Bechuva, where it's dry land. Or Malay, he answered back, no. Ein mechitza tluya. Anytime you have a mechitza, even though it's mamish 10 tefachim high, but kolzman it's off the ground, it's above the ground, gimel tefachim, it's considered like it's hanging, the halacha is ein mechitza tluya materis ela b'mayim. It's only kosher when you're handling with water underneath, where it's over water. Val kalhu shekilu chachamah b'mayim. The Rabbanim made a special kula, when you have like over the river, you have a balcony coming out of your house over the river, and you want to be able to schlep the water up from the river, then the Rabbanim will make it. If you have a balcony sticking out, and the balcony has mechitzas all around it, we look as if the mechitzas go down to the ground and makes the reshus ha-yochid, and you can schlep the water up. But only when you're handling with the water, did the Rabbanim say mechitzas tluy is matim. Mashenkin, if on the bottom of the mechitza, like here, picture 235, is churva, is regular ground, dry ground, here we do not say mechitzas tluy. So this was a shayla, and the teretz was avad with posel, we do not say mechitza tluya, where it's on dry ground. his kol zman is more than gimel tefachim off the ground, that the gediyim are boikim bo, the gediyim can walk underneath it, we do not say good achas, we can't see as if it's attached to the ground. Ye makifim bekanim. You're allowed to put up what mechitzah says from kanim, sticks going straight up at picture 229. Is a diik b'shayorin, there's only a hetter for this type of mechitza by a shayorah. That's at least three people traveling, and they're on the road. So now they'll make it for them on Shabbos, they could just, before Shabbos, they can make a mechitza just with kanim. Is the yochid loy, the mashma yochid though, one person, even if he's traveling, he can't make these type of mechitzas. He has to make a good mechitza, which is either with his shesi and erev. That picture 230, that's called the good mechitza. Kadimar v'otanya, so this is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. That the first man Yom in the Mishnah was Dibru Rabbi Yehuda, that he said, Vishayora Dibru, that you only have a hetter to make these mechitzes by a shayora, which means at least three people traveling. So the Diyak, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mashm, if one person is traveling, he can't be maker with such mechitzes, just beams going up or strings going across, he has to have a good mechitza. But the more astira, but Tani, we're not going to brisa, we have Yehuda Weiner, Kol mechitza Shabbos, all the mechitzes of Shabbos, Lahitiro liyochid yoisim ebeis osayim. Now this lashon of kol mechitzes means all type of mechitzes, even bad mechitzes. What's called bad mechitzes? Like our case, where the mechitzes either just shesti, just beams going up, or else strings going around. That's called orev. It's any type of mechitza. Means kol mechitzes, the bad mechitzes. Lahitiro liyochid. They're only matter for yochid, a single person, to make a mechitza or shusi yochid out of this. Mebeis osayim. Only if the enclosure inside is less than a base of sign, which is the measurement of the Chotzer HaMishkan, which was 100 amis by 150. That's called a base of sign. The picture 237. Really comes out to be 70 amis by 70 amis. That's called the base of sign. If you enclose the mechitza made out of here in 237, these are bad mechitzas. It's only a mechitza of Oriv, not Shesi, it's only Oriv. So the Rebbe Yehuda says, even for Yochid, he's allowed to make Rishus Yochid inside, Avi, it's not bigger than a Beis HaSayim. If it's only the shear of a Beis HaSayim or less, it's even good for Yochid. So Chorot Sestira, our Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda says, Mashm, it's only good for Shayara. If you have three people traveling, then they will make for a whole caravan. But Mashm, just for one Yochid, he can never use such a Mechitzah just of Orif. And here Rebbe Yehuda says, no, even a Yochid could also make Mechitzahs just made from Orif, just made from strings going across, like we had before, providing they're within Gimel Tvachim, one from the other, that you say Lovud, so you have a Mechitza made up out of Lovud to give it a Shem Mechitza. But I call upon him, it's a steering of Yehuda. And the Gemara, could the Yomar Rav Nachman, like could the Yomar Rav Nachman be Tema Rav Bevoi Barabaya, Lo Nitzacho Elalitun Lehen Kol Tzorkin. Nafkamina is, are they allowed to make it as big as they want? Kol Tzorkin, that's a Nafkamina. In other words, Enach Narmi, a Yochid Taki is allowed to make a Mechitza up until Beis HaSayim. Then Rabbi Yehuda is also asking, it can make even bad Mechitzas, just Orev or just Shesi. Not that the Mishnah of Yehuda says only a Shayara, that means when they want to encamp a very large area, more than a Beis HaSayim, give them Kol Tzorkin, but there are 50 people there, they need a very big Shetach to make a very wide Mechitza. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, when you want to give Kol Tzorkin, that means more than a Beis HaSayim, then it's only Mutter for Shayara, but for Yochid doesn't have the effort to make such a big enclosure. Then Nami, just until a Beis HaSayim, unless that's Mutter even for Yochid. That's a nafkamina. Where do you say his barabai? Where do you say his aloha? Aho, on this din, the Tanan we learned. Kol mechitza she'enoy shel sesi ve'erev. Any mechitza that doesn't have both shesi and erev, doesn't have beams going up and strings going across, it's not a good mechitza. Is ain't a mechitza. Posh the mashpah is not called a mechitza at all. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita. It's not called a mechitza at all. Shal Shesi, Sh'erev, it's not called the Mechitza at all. You need both together. So the Kasha now, well, me, Yom, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda says such a locho, it's not called the Mechitza at all? Even if you have four Mechitzas all around. Well, at time you will learn, Echad Yochid, whether you're tribe of one person, V'yechad Shayora, whether you're three people or more, is Lechavolim, that you are allowed to use strings. You are allowed to make a Mechitza of just Orev, just going around, like picture 237. You are allowed to make a Mechitza just with strings. In this Rabbi Yehuda, of the Zoh Yomad ben Yochid LaShayara, what's the difference between a Yochid and a Shayara? Yochid of a single person, private person, is making a mechitza around for himself. Noisan le Beis HaSayim. We only let him make up until the Shear of a Beis HaSayim. Up until 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas.
That's a small enclosure. For that, mutar even for yochid, a private person, to make a rishus yochid for himself. Shinayim, let's say you have two people who want to live in one place for Shabbos. Is vayitin loisin lehem beis asayim. We only let them enclose an area that's beis asayim or less if they only have these bad mechitzes of shesi or oriv. Mashen king, gimul, once you have three people that want to stay in that place for Shabbos, then nasu shayorim. Three people already have a din like a shayor or like a caravan, and the other locher is vayitin lehem beis sheish. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. His shita is, even when you have a caravan, six people, you can't give more than beis asayim to each person. So if you have three people, you only allowed to enclose your place, which is six, which is three. Bashesh sasayim, six sasayim. And since each person has the measurement of beis sasayim, two saws, so if you have three people, you allowed to make beis sheish sasayim. That's the Yosi Rabbi Yehuda shita. The chom say no. Echad yochid ve'echad shayora. Whether you're one person or whether you're a few people staying together out in the fields this Shabbos, is noisn lehem kol sorkin. That's the Rabbanan Shita. No, you give them kol sorkin. Even though the mechitzas are bad mechitzas, just strings going around, it's only orim, still you can make it as wide as you want. As much as you want, you can make mechitzas. Ubovado, shelo yehei beis asayim ponui. You have to make sure you can't enclose more than you really need. Now, let's say a guy wants a mamish, has 100 stuff with him, and Kalim wants to put all over the place. So as long as you need that area, you can enclose it no matter how big it is. But you can't enclose your big area, and you're not going to need it. You're going to leave over half of it empty. Like, let's say, picture 239. You're only going to use half of the area, and the other half is going to be empty. That's awesome. Once you have a shear of a base of sign that's empty, that has a din caramelis on it. But that's b'chal d'alochem. Anytime you have a base of sign that is a measurement of 70 yamis by 70 yamis, if it's not hukuf l'dira, if you don't live in there, so b'chal it has a shem karmelis. Like we learned, let's say you have a park even. You have a garden or park, let's say it would have mechitzas all around it, you would not be allowed to carry inside there on Shabbos. Because since it's not hukuf l'dira, nobody lives there. So once you have a shear more than a base of sign, midrabbonin has it in karmelis. His hair would be mekel, you can make as big as you want, because talking about these people are going to live here for the Shabbos. They're living in this area for Shabbos. So it's called, you made these mechitzas hukuf l'dirum, that you're going to live there. Therefore, a yochid can make as big as he wants, because he's going to live there. But zot chomim, you have to make sure you're going to live in all that area. Because if you leave over a part of the area that you're not going to live there, you're not going to use it at all, and that shear is a base of sayim, so the Rabbanim gave the shear within Carmelis. Anytime people don't live in that area, even though it's enclosed by mechitzas, it is more than a base of sayim, it's called the Carmelis. Here, what asks you on you. You want to use the right part of the enclosure, but our core part of the left part of the enclosure is the karmelis, and there's no mechitza between you and the karmelis. So then it would be awesome. That's a chom shita. Or yochid, since you're going to live there in these mechitzas now for the Shabbos, you can make the mechitzas as big as you want, but providing you're going to use all that area, it's called you're going to live in that area. But if you're going to have a base of sayim ponui left over, like this side of the picture, you're not going to use it all, so rather that side is called the karmelis. And male it asks on the other side. The Omer of Nachman v'Temer of Beir Baravaya lenitzuch elitel nem kol sorkin. So here it's a steer in the Yosef of Yehuda. One place the Yosef of Yehuda says there's no din mechitz at all. He says even a yochid can't make mechitzes that are not shesi voriv. And then here he says no, you give him a base of sign. So here it's a steer again in the Yosef of Yehuda. So that's the terrace is no steer. Litel nem kol sorkin. Nachmanides is the yochid wants to make a big enclosure, more than a base of sayim. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, nothing doing. It's possible. You can't make a mechitza out of just shesi, or else just orev, more than base of sayim, even if you want to live there. That's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita. Benach Nami, up until a base of sayim, he's also made a yochid could do it. That's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita. The Chom, though, they pass canal, they say a yochid can make as big an enclosure as he wants. Since he's going to live in this mokim, this Shabbos, it's called his makam dira. So no matter how big the mechitzas are, how wide they are, still it's kosher. Providing you don't have an extra place of a base of sign extra. Because once you have a base of sign ponui extra, that has a din karmelis, and it would ask on the other makam. Smell is no steer to the mishnas. Yeah. Right, what's the psak now? So the Mardorish Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. Yochid, if you have one person that's going to live out in the fields for Shabbos, he wants to make mechitzas around him to be able to metalto there, is the halacha nois nimloi beis asayim. We give one yochid just so he can close himself, make a mechitza beis asayim wide, not more. Beis, if you have two people, is vayta nois nimlohu beis asayim. You can't make bigger mechitzas, wider mechitzas than a beis asayim.
So this is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a yachid we only let him make until a base of Sayim. Once it's wider than a base of Sayim, it's possible. Even though you want to live in this mechitza the Shabbos, but since the mechitza is not shesi v'orid, it's only one either strings, or else just kind of going straight up, you can't make more than a base of Sayim. Gimel, let's say you have three people that are going to live in this mokum for the Shabbos, then the locker is Nasu Shayorim. Three people have a lock of a Shayorim, a lock of a caravan, that the Rabbanan gave a kula. The Noisten and Lohen base Shesh. That's the Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Shita. So the Chur Rebbe Nachman is passing like the Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, that even when you have a Shayorim with three people, you only let them make the enclosure of base Shesh. Six Sosayim. Six Sos. But not more. More than six Sos is also also even according, even if you have a Shayorim. How come you're passing like a yochid? Can I get the rabbin? The rabbonim before pass, you know, they pass and you can make as big as you want. Without you living in this mechitzah, this Shabbos, they're called good mechitzahs. So how come you're passing like a yochid, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? That he says for yochid it's only good until the base of Sayim. And even when you have a shayor with three people, it's only good six souls, not more. Like how come you're passing like a yochid, not like the rabbonim? So the Marei Nechnami, he was chayzer. Hodar ukim Rav Nachman Amoru, Alei. Rav Nachman again gave another shir and put on another Amoru, another interpreter in front of him to say over the locha. Vidorish, and this is the way he darshened now. Tuvorim shomarti lefnechim. That I told you before. Like the locha, like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, toyis sein biyodi. It's a toyis that I made. That's not the locha. Nabram kach omru. This should be the locha. This is the way it should be. Yochid, if you have just one person to live in the fields for Shabbos, noistin lei beis asayim. If he makes only mechitza with strings, he could only make it till base of sign, not more. Shanayim, if you have two people, noisimlehem base of sign. Again, you only give them a base of sign. Shleisha, when you have three people living out in the fields now, then nasa shayora, then they have a loch of a shayora, three people have a loch like a caravan. The din is then, v'noisimlehem cold sarkin. Then we give them cold sarkin. Cold sarkin means not only six saws, they could do as wide as they want. Providing they're going to live in that area, you could do as wide as you want. So Churavaita, this is not the Rabbanan Shita. The Churav, the Rabbanan we had before said, Echad, Yochad, Yechad, Shayara. No matter who you are, you're allowed to make as wide as you want, providing you're going to live inside the Mechitza. So even this cycle Churav will soon see should be wrong. This is not according to Chachamim. This Vaita, this only comes out good according to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. But according to Chum, though, everything should be mutter. And here again, it's possible to know a yochid and two people can only make the mechitza base of sign. They can't make it wider than a base of sign. Let's read the Gemara. Again.